We have come to the second last Sunday of the liturgical year. The 34th Sunday, which is next Sunday, is the solemnity of Christ the King. After the Christ the King is the first Sunday of Advent, which is actually the new year in the Church. During these three Sundays, the readings are taken from the apocalyptic literature of the Bible. The word apocalyptic comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, which means unveiling or a revelation of something hidden. In biblical language, the apocalyptic literature is very hard to understand and mostly filled with symbols and images. In the Gospel today, the people were wondering about the beauty of the Temple of Jerusalem. It took the Jews 46 years to build the temple, which was the gift of Herod the Great to the Jews. It was said to be the most beautiful building in the world during that time. Jesus said, "The days will come when there will be no stone left upon another stone." For the Jews, the temple was the ultimate sign of the saving power of God. That is why its destruction is identical with the destruction of the world. Indeed, the temple was razed to the ground by the Romans in the year 70 AD. When you go to Jerusalem nowadays, what is left is a section of the wall of the temple, which is called the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall. When the Jews asked Jesus when it would happen, Jesus did not feed their curiosity as to the exact time expressed in years and hours. Instead, he gave them signs that will precede the event. The end of time, which is called parousia, will be preceded by four major signs, namely spiritual, political, cosmic, and satanic chaos. In simple terms, we call them tribulations or birth pangs. How do we understand the symbols and images? They are either real or spiritual. They are already present in our world, but it does not mean that the world is already ending. The world is indeed ending, but who knows when? In fact, for us, it is not important to know the time nor the hour. Our concern is to be ready every moment of our life. The coming of the Messiah is just like giving birth to the new reality. And in order for this new reality to be born, the old way of life and the old way of the order of things should be destroyed. Our mothers clearly understand this when they gave birth to us, their children. There is an unspeakable pain that precedes the birthing of a child. And this is true to all realities. There is pain when we leave our place, when we say goodbye to our friends, in order to venture into new territories or meet other relationships. The gospel is not meant to scare, but rather to forewarn the believers of Jesus about the things to come. The emphasis is not in the destruction or pain, but rather on the joy of welcoming the new reality, the coming of the Messiah, and the birthing of the new heavens and the new earth. We all understand that anything which has a beginning has an end. It is because there is only one reality that is eternal, and that is God. Every material thing that we see will one day cease to be. While we love to cling to traditions, we must be open to the surprises of change. The temple was destroyed not just because of a political reason, but to give way to a new form of worshiping God. What is this gospel to us? Let us ask ourselves, are we willing to pay the cost of having Jesus in our lives? How much do we allow ourselves for changes to give rise to new experiences? Up to what extent of pain can we bear in order that the new self be born in us? How much are we willing to let go of relationships, ideas, things which hinder us to encounter God? We are all pilgrims here. And in this pilgrimage, God is walking with us because He is the only one who can bring us to Himself.